Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spak is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Keita is a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our happiness experts in the Brain Trust. She's a speaker, an author, a communication strategist. She's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and she's our good friend. Keita Spak, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Keita, one of the things I've observed in my life, when I've logged a few hours, a few decades on this planet, is that there are people who are always happy, and there are people who are always unhappy. And I personally know that the people who are always happy don't always have things in their life that would make them happy. They have challenges like other people. And I also know that the people who are always unhappy have joyful things in their life. What's up with all this?
Well, you know, Jim, it's entirely how you look at life and how you look at your own situation. People absolutely choose happiness, or they can choose unhappiness.
Is that what actually happens? I mean, is that the thing? Do we actually consciously do these things?
We do these things, and of course we're shaped by how we've been conditioned in terms of how we've grown up, who we've hung out with, what kind of values and what kind of factors have been introduced to us when we've been very young. And interestingly, we are conditioned, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
To have a certain outlook on life. That's why people whose moms and dads and sisters and brothers and relations, uncles, aunts, whoever they've been around with, you know, the people you hang out with the most are the ones you're going to be most alike.
What about genetics?
There is a propensity, there is a tendency in terms of having a certain kind of personality, a quieter personality, somebody who is an extrovert, who loves people around them, that definitely has a genetics factor to it. However, everyone in this world, you and I, have the ability and capability of retraining our brains, our neurons, in such a way that we can choose behaviors that are good for us.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I'm just saying that that ability, that control we have, is absolute. That's the choice that we're talking about earlier in the conversation.
Well, see, now I hear you talking about genetics, and I do think genetics plays a part in our attitudes. I do, and you talked about environment. You talk about, you know, behavioral environment, the way we're raised, the things that happen to us when we're coming up. And I do, and I definitely think that has an impact. But I also know, you and I both know, families where siblings came from the same parents, came up in the same household, had everything the same, and one was negative and one's positive. Now, what's up with that?
Well, again, it is attitudinal. It's basically what one perceives in life. For instance, Jim, I don't know if you have brothers and sisters.
Two of each.
I have a twin. Pardon me?
Two of each.
I have a twin brother. And you know that my twin brother and I are very much alike. However, it's interesting, when we revisit family situations when we were kids, the perspective, what he saw and what I saw or felt, two different things.
It's amazing how that happens, isn't it? I've seen that too.
It is. And we know...
You want to say, what ball game were you watching anyway?
You know, you're absolutely right there. It is interesting that perception, what comes into our minds through our eyes or through our senses is different for every individual.
You know what I think the difference is? And I've talked about this over the years on this show.
Uh-huh.
I really, really, completely, totally, unequivocally believe in the spirit. And I'm not talking theological here. Mm-hmm. I believe that the spirit, there's something in the secular world, we don't talk about it much except on this show. And that is your spirit. And I just think that's another thing. I don't know. There's no DNA in spirit. I don't know if spirit is impacted by environment. What do you think about that?
Well, I know and I feel that spirit is an important part of our lives, Jim. And that, again, is a journey we're all individually on. There are those of us who have a great awareness and a great knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be had through experience, through self-examination, through discovery. And yet there are others among us who don't have that awareness. And to me, that lack of awareness is lack of spirit.
Mm-hmm. And can that be altered? Can that be adjusted? Can that be improved?
Absolutely.
Can a wounded spirit be fixed?
I believe that a wounded spirit can be fixed, Jim, and that can come from prayer, that can come from support from family members.
Many of my brain trust members rely on meditation.
And, of course, that is also a factor. I think all of us know somebody, even in our family, who needs medication or needs...
Mm-hmm. Meditation. I'm sorry, meditation.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Meditation as well.
I know about the medication too, meditation. But you know, the thing is, I do think that there definitely is a large part of how we are that we have either chosen to be that way. Or we allow ourselves to be that way. It's our natural tendency to be. If it's your natural tendency to not be happy or whatever that, however you want to define that, you actually choose that because somehow it feels better to you. And that's the part I don't understand. We're gonna get Keita Spock to talk to us some more about happiness and the spirit and how we can nurture both of those. After these messages, her book is called Tipping Point to Happiness. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.